Well, good morning and welcome to Local Matters. We are talking education matters today, and we're honored to have two special guests with us. Dr. Barbara Jarrett is director of the School of Nursing and associate professor of nursing at Tennessee Tech University, and Dr. Kim Hanna is dean of the Whitson Hester School of Nursing at Tennessee Tech. We're delighted to have you both with us today.
It's glad to be here.
Yes, and thank you so much for inviting us.
Well, I'm delighted to do it, and it's always good to have you on, but especially right now we're in a special season of the year, and I think National Nurses Week is in early May, right?
That's correct.
So May the 13th or 12th or something like that?
May the 6th through the 12th.
6th through the 12th. Okay, yes. So I was getting near the end of it. So, well, it's a time to celebrate nurses, and certainly coming out of the pandemic, this is a great time to celebrate all healthcare practitioners, but we're going to pay particular attention today to nurses. And you all are both nurses. You've taught for many years in this field, so we've got a lot to talk about. Maybe we could start, though, by mentioning another nurse that most people probably will recognize her name. Tell us a little bit about Florence Nightingale.
Well, Florence Nightingale, we consider the mother of nursing. She really came to light, in history during the Crimean War when she went into these units where soldiers who had been injured in war were being treated, and the care at that time was atrocious, really.
And these were British Army soldiers.
They were, yes,
for the most part.
Yes,
yeah.
They were. And they, during that time, infection control was not a real thing. They reused bandages, would take bandages off one person, put them on someone else, reuse instruments. Washing your hands was unheard of. And she went in and started opening windows and believed in fresh air and light and started really taking control of that environment. And they started to see a drastic change in survival because a lot of those soldiers were not dying from their injuries. They were dying from infection.
Wow.
And she just led the charge from there that nurses needed to be educated and it needed to be formal. And nursing really has progressed from that point as we know it today.
So she got it all started. And she I remember the stories right, some of the officers in the Army weren't too excited to see her in the early days.
No. She had an uphill battle for sure.
Yeah. But thank goodness she prevailed, and nursing today, or nursing education today, owes a great debt of gratitude to her. Well, speaking of backgrounds, that's Florence Nightingale, but why don't you two tell us a little bit about your background? Barbara, you've been here some time now, so tell us about where you came from and how you got to the Whitson Hester School of Nursing.
Okay, I'll be happy to. I'm a lifelong resident of the Upper Cumberland, grew up in White County, still live in White County. Went to school at Tennessee Tech University and received my Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and went to work immediately at what is now Cookeville Regional. It was Cookeville General. That's how long ago it was, as a labor and delivery nurse. And then after about 5 years, I went to graduate school at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and received my master's in nursing as a women's health nurse practitioner. Continued to practice in the Upper Cumberland and also began my teaching career at Tennessee Tech, and then later did my PhD at East Tennessee State University. And it has been a great career. I had always wanted to be a nurse since I was about 4 years old and have never regretted that decision. It's been a really good path for me.
Well, that's great. That's quite a journey, and I can't imagine being a nurse. I mean, it's just not a field I could thrive in, but I certainly have so much respect for all of you that have chosen a career in this. And Kim, how about your background?
Well, I'm a native of Cookeville, And when I was a little girl, too, it was one of those things when I went to see my doctor, Dr. Hensley, from many, many, many moons ago, that his nurse and him enthused me. And that's when I decided, too, that I wanted to become a nurse. I graduated from Putnam County High School, which is now Cookeville High School, and then went on to Tennessee Tech and graduated in the second graduating class of Tennessee Tech School of Nursing, and then went to work at Vanderbilt. And when I went to work at Vanderbilt, I worked on the oncology unit, the GYN oncology unit, and also within a few months got transferred to their OB department there. So was very thrilled to go into OB, and that was one of my loves, just like it was Barbara's love. And then about 5 years later, my husband got transferred back here, and I ended up at the School of Nursing, and then pursued my PhD from Walden University. And so, and then here I sit as the dean. And what's special about this particular interview with Barbara Jarrett is Barbara was hired probably about a year after I was hired. Mm-hmm. And so we've worked together for many years, and so we have been blessed to be able to work together and to lead together, and so that has been very special.
It's pretty neat to see you both in the leadership team and to listen to that kind of background. And both of you have gone through the labor and delivery side of nursing. That's been part of your love, right?
So for sure.
That's great. And do you still teach in that field?
I do. Yes, I still teach the undergrad OB. And then we have a women's health nurse practitioner program in our Doctor of Nursing Practice program, and I teach in that program as well.
Well, it's and I know you both are administrators, and you don't have a lot of time to get in front of students, but it's still the fun part of the job, I think, for all of us to do that. Well, let's do some updates on the School of Nursing. Kim, how are things going in the Whitson Hester School of Nursing?
Well, we have exceptional students, and we have exceptional faculty and staff, and we have really worked on our undergraduate programs as well as our graduate programs. Our undergraduate programs, we have the traditional program where students do 2.5 years in upper division and 1.5 years in lower division. And then we have our accelerated group. In our accelerated group are students that have a bachelor's in something else and come back to get their BSN in nursing. And then we have our RN to BSN program. So, and the BSN programs keep us all very busy, and we have excellent students. Our pass rate's 93.5 as of 2021. In 2020, it was 99%. So we're very proud of that.
And the school has an outstanding reputation for pass rates on the nursing exams. So I know these young men and young ladies are well trained when they come out of the School of Nursing. What's the rough enrollment at this point? How many students are there?
Well, this spring we have about 660 students, a little over that, and that is in the upper division levels and the lower division as well. We have about 350-something in our upper division, bachelor's, traditional, accelerated, RN to BSN, and then we have about 130 students in our graduate programs.
Wow. So, and we're going to talk about those graduate programs here in a few minutes, because they have really blossomed over the last mm-hmm. few years. And there's a lot to talk about there. Let's stay with undergraduate, though, in terms of majors. What kind of concentrations or majors can a nurse candidate elect when they go through the Whitson Hester School of Nursing?
Well, when they are admitted, as an interest in nursing student, and then they have to apply to upper division. So,
which is a pretty tough thing to get into upper division.
It's a pretty tough thing getting in upper division. So once they get there, we tell them, you have made it thus far, you're good. And so we're very proud to have them. So, and then of course we have the accelerated program, which it starts usually in May, mm-hmm. and then they graduate the following August. So it is a very tough, busy, fast-paced program, and we have students that do very well on the boards on that program as well. And then our Earn to BSN program, we really enjoy students in that program. It's an online program, and we offer that program and would like to have more students in that program. That's one of our fewer number mm-hmm. in that program.
And so students in that program can literally be anywhere and mm-hmm. and come in to take yeah. the courses online.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. And Barbara, you, if a young lady or a young man says, I'm really interested in OBGYN, can they get specialty courses as an undergraduate, or does all that happen later after the undergrad degree?
That happens in the graduate program. The Bachelor of Science in Nursing is a generalist degree, and they study obstetrics, but they also study pediatrics and med-surg and critical care and psych mental health because the licensure for the registered nurse is a general licensure, and you can go and work anywhere that that requires a registered nurse license.
And I know a lot of those nurses in their first few years, they do a scenic tour, don't they? In the hospital and
they
get
do.
To see several different programs. Some by choice, sometimes just that's yeah. where the need is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a great, great program, and we're just delighted that it's part of the curriculum at Tennessee Tech University. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and talk a little bit about Nurses Week a little more and maybe some of the activities either here or across the nation that happened during Nurses Week. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Barbara Jared and Kim Hanna from the Whitson Hester School of Nursing at Tennessee Tech. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We're talking with Dr. Barbara Jared and Dr. Kim Hanna from the Whitson Hester School of Nursing. And we've been talking about the celebration that happens in the month of May called Nurses Week that remembers the heritage of nursing but also just celebrates the great work that nurses do. So what kind of things happen locally during Nurses Week, or how do you celebrate it in the school?
Well, a lot of times we put up the billboards throughout town, and we put posters up and different things, and hopefully we'll be having some people to put some things in the newspaper, as well as programs like this. So this is one way that we celebrate, so we're excited about that. And I guess what I would just like to say to the nurses within our community is thank you, thank you, thank you so much. The last 2 years have been very challenging, and we just want to say you are our heroes. And we've thought about them, prayed for them, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, I agree that we cannot say enough about the nurses and the literal combat environment that they've been in for the last few years, and it's been really challenging. I know here throughout the Upper Cumberland, even the Boy Scouts are giving the Boy Scout Good Scout Awards this year to healthcare providers. Mm-hmm. They gave it to Cookeville Regional Medical Center here last week, and next week in Overton County, it'll go to Tim McGill and the folks at Livingston Regional Hospital. So we just got to say thank you to all the healthcare providers, and especially all the nurses that have done so much and have gone way, way beyond the call of duty to get all of us through this challenging pandemic. Well, we talked before the break about the fact that the graduate programs in the School of Nursing have really blossomed, and so now we have programs all the way through the doctorate. Let's talk about what the graduate programs are and then what kind of students enter those programs.
Okay. We have a Master of Science in Nursing program that has four concentrations. We have a nursing education, nursing administration. Our largest is the family nurse practitioner, and we have the psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner program that started this past fall, and those students will actually start their clinical practice this fall in 2022. And I'm very excited to say in 2021, our family nurse practitioner students had 100% pass rate on their certification exam.
Wow.
Which is quite an accomplishment, which we, again, we admit great students, but we also have outstanding faculty that have really invested in these students and developed really good ways to get them ready for practice and for certification.
Yeah, we need to brag on the faculty anytime
absolutely.
We brag on
yes,
the students. That is
absolutely.
They both have a lot to do with those scores,
they do,
and that's
yeah.
That's great.
And we have a Doctor of Nursing Practice program, too, that is unique for the state of Tennessee because it's a joint Doctor of Nursing Practice program with East Tennessee State University. So we were able to bring the strengths and the gifts of both universities together to meet the needs of the students in our area. And there are six concentrations in those programs. The ones that Tennessee Tech oversees are the Women's Health Nurse Practitioner, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Acute Care Nurse Practitioner. And the ETSU concentrations are Family Nurse Practitioner, Psych Mental Health Nurse Practitioner, and Executive Leadership. But regardless of where, you know, you can be a Tennessee Tech student and have a concentration that they oversee because the diploma is awarded from both universities, and the transcript will have both universities listed.
And so for the Doctor of Nursing Practice degree, they could go a lot of different directions with that. Do any of them choose to teach? Is that a teaching degree in addition to the things they can do in healthcare?
They certainly can teach. We have several DNP prepared faculty that have been just critical for like the development of our FNP program also the DNP programs. It's important to have a good mix of your PhD faculty, your research faculty,
right,
with your DNPs who are recognized as the clinical experts. So it's really good to have both. Really strengthens the program.
I agree. And that I know my experience is in business schools, but there it's a DBA and mm-hmm. a PhD and same kind of thing. Slightly different focus, but both play a big role in that. Well, the psych mental health is new and emerging, and tell us about that program. What do those graduates do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a program we're very excited about, especially when you consider our region that had the tornadoes, and a week later, everything essentially shut down because of COVID. And we have really seen that, not just in our region, but in the state and in the nation, the increase in suicide rate, the increase in anxiety disorders and depression. And we are desperately underserved when it comes to providers for mental health services. So we're very excited to have this program to try to increase those providers. But the psychiatric nurse practitioner providers are able to see patients, prescribe patients, counsel patients, and work with a psychiatrist in that field. And Dr. Matt Langford is our coordinator for that program, which is, you know, I think he's fairly well known. He was very instrumental after the tornadoes to work with a lot of other providers to set up emergency counseling services for those in the area that needed it. So we're very happy to have him at Tennessee Tech, and also excited that he is working to get this program ready.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And family nurse practitioner is the largest of the programs.
It is.
Is that right?
That's correct.
And those folks go into practice.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So I think I've met a few of those folks out
you probably have.
In the healthcare community.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a mix of programs. But in nursing, one of the things that you just have to depend on are the clinical partners. So these nursing candidates get experience out in the field, don't they?
They do.
Yes.
Kim,
yes.
You've got that.
And we have over 280 contracts.
Wow.
Right now. And so with our master's and our DMP, our agencies really have increased. So we are very fortunate because several years ago we had about 100, and now we've already almost tripled that. So
that's
we're very
amazing.
Excited to have that.
And so I know Cookeville Regional Medical Center here in Cookeville is one of the biggest sites, but you go out to Vanderbilt and to all the Nashville hospitals and
yes.
literally across the state in many cases, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, we go to St. Thomas. Affiliates, Ascension, St. Thomas. We also go to Vanderbilt and to Erlanger and
East Tennessee Children's,
yes.
Centennial, TriStar.
Mm-hmm. A good mix. And mm-hmm. that's what it takes to get these candidates the kind of experience that they need. So we certainly want to say thank you to all of the clinical partners that provided. And they're not all hospitals. There are some
right.
other kinds of partners too. So thanks to all of them. They certainly make this kind of a program a better program. Well, we're going to take another quick break and then we'll be back and wrap this program into our third session. Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking education matters and particularly education in the School of Nursing at Tennessee Tech University today. And with us, Dr. Barbara Jared is director of the School of Nursing and Dean Kim Hanna, Dean of the Whitson Hester School of Nursing. And we're just honored to have you both with us today. We were talking about clinical partners right before the break, and sort of the reverse side of that partnership is they hire many of our graduates too. So talk a little bit about your placement rate and about where graduates go when they complete the degree.
Well, we are excited to say that we have 98 to 100% in our undergraduate program, 100% in our master's, and 100% in our DMP program.
And there aren't many colleges anywhere of any major that can say those kind of statistics.
So we're very excited about that. And students do end up in the Upper Cumberland region as well as throughout the state. So we're very excited to have our students. And so, again, we want more and more students for our communities. We are really trying to recruit, and so in all programs.
So do they go into as a first job for the – and I know many of these already have experience, but for the ones that sort of go through and this is the first major experience they've had – is there a typical starting point? Do they go to a Vanderbilt or a CRMC, or do they go to a doctor's office?
Well, basically they are hospital-based, probably inpatient, but we have students that start out at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. They start out at Vanderbilt. They start out at any of the major hospitals and facilities, but basically inpatient is where they start. Now, our graduate students, of course, start out in clinics throughout the Upper Cumberland and throughout the state, but generally inpatient for your Bachelor of Science.
And it is a bit of a training program, but it's a training by fire, isn't it? I mean, they
yes.
go directly to work.
Yes,
they do.
And I'll see those patients, or those students who now are nurses, if I go in as a patient.
Yes.
And that's great. In fact, I was at Baptist a few years ago, visiting a friend, and there were Tennessee Tech nurses everywhere. And we had a great reunion during that evening. Well, it's great that they're doing so well from a placement side. Part of that is they also do so well on the national exam or on the it's still called the NCLEX.
Still called the NCLEX, yes.
And tell us what that is and what it tells a possible employer or a graduate school.
Well, the NCLEX is their state board exam that says that they can now be a registered nurse. So, the national average is in the low 80s this year, and we were 93.5%, so doing very well. And like I said, last year in 2020, actually not last year, but 2020, it was 99%. So.
Well, I think the pandemic affected a lot of national boards this past year, and that's I guess that's to be understood, but it's still been a challenging time. Well, your faculty also, again, you offer a doctoral program, so the faculty do research and they bring in a lot of grants. Talk a little bit about the kind of research that's going on in the Whitson-Hester School and then about some of the grants that are coming in.
Well, I'm excited to say that from 2020 to now 2022, we have $3.8 million about coming in, so that is excellent. So we are so excited about that. And I'm very pleased to say that we have faculty who are doing excellent research out there with many, many avenues. We have one right with us here. Barbara Jarrett is working with a grant, which is a $500,000 grant, and it will provide simulation equipment for our lab. So we're very excited about that. Barbara, do you want to say anything about
that? Yeah, tell us about that equipment, Barbara.
Yeah, it's an ARC grant, Appalachian Region grant, that that we were fortunate to get this past year and have just purchased the final pieces. Of course, with COVID, the supply chain has made it difficult to be very quick about that. But we were able to purchase a new SimMan, which is, we consider, one of the most high-tech. That all of our students spend a lot of time with that simulator. But we were able to buy a lot of other equipment. And the simulation is really something that I think during COVID, when the March of 20, we had to stop going to facilities. You know, hospitals said, we're just going to stop. And we had to finish the semester. But we had those simulation labs, so we had faculty that would video themselves doing simulations. They would. We had faculty who developed kits for some of our graduate students who couldn't come in for simulation and mailed it to the students so they could practice at home. So the simulation piece was huge, and we really saw its value there. But students will tell you that it makes them feel more comfortable going into clinical because they get to practice, and if they make mistakes, then it's a teaching moment without harming anyone. And it just gives them lots of experience. And it's not just learning to take blood pressures and that kind of thing. We have pretty complex simulations where they go in and they take care of a patient, and behind a two-way mirror, the faculty sit. And if the students do something that's incorrect, then they can adjust the simulator to respond negatively. So students learn those assessment skills and how to pick up on things that they need to pick up on.
And you can put that simulated patient into crisis.
We can.
And if they're delivering a baby, they can go into crisis.
Yes.
There can be heart episodes. Mm-hmm. There are all kind of things that that student can encounter on that simulator.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. With noises and smells and liquids and all the things that, you know, that's part of a clinical setting. To make it seem realistic.
I know a few years ago I helped, or I was with Governor, past Governor at that time, Phil Bredesen, who came in and toured the simulation labs. And he wasn't about to pass out. His wife's a nurse, if I remember right. But he was very impressed with the degree of crisis that those simulators can go into.
Yeah. And we have faculty and staff now who are, it's called CHESI certified, but it's simulation certified. They have gone and done the modules to be experts and to sit for the certification exam. And we have one faculty who is CHESI advanced. It's quality that the simulations are quality.
That's pretty amazing. What other kinds of research are going on? I know there's a pretty wide range.
Well, right now we have a huge grant, $1 million grant that Dr. Sheila Hurley just received, and she's also worked on a $665,000 grant prior to that, and that is going into the nursing homes within the state of Tennessee, and the $1 million grant is, I think they're going into the nursing homes in another state, and they are teaching them art therapy, especially those who are on memory units and memory impaired. And so that has been a very, very good experience for her as well as her team. In addition, several years ago, we did one with Music and Memory.
I know you had been involved in
that.
And music therapy kinds of activities, too.
And that was a couple of years ago. And then I know you might want to speak about Dr. Ann Hellman's.
Yes, Dr. Hellman has had multiple grants over the past few years. And her area of research is in sexual assault and awareness. And one of the things that she has done that's been very visible on campus in our community is bringing all the different groups together around the table to have those hard conversations and to increase the awareness on campuses about what to do if you encounter those situations. And now she's working with a SANE program, where SANE stands for Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners, where she is actually working with a group to train nurses to be certified to be SANE examiners, so that if there is some kind of sexual violence, then they're able to collect the information they mm-hmm. need if it goes further into a legal environment. And she's done some pretty amazing work there over the last few years.
And Dr. Melissa Geist is working to increase COVID-19 vaccination confidence in the Upper Cumberland region of Middle Tennessee. She's also worked to mitigate the effects of the COVID-19, and she's worked with the Latino population with her program. So we're real excited about that.
And Dr. Geist has had some of her students here on the radio talking about what they're doing there. She's also been part of a program joint with the College of Engineering.
Yes.
And have taken students to Cuba and to other places.
Belize.
And Belize, yes. They do some pretty amazing collaborative work there, don't they?
They do. They do. And she has a clinical immersion course that she teaches at Tennessee Tech with the engineering. And absolutely, the students love it, and so does the faculty as well, so that she works with in engineering. So we're pleased about that. I know Dr. Mary Lou Fornahead, she is also working with another university and has a National Institute of Nursing Research grant, and they're looking at to improve pediatric and family outcomes at the end of life. So we have just a lot of faculty doing a lot of great things. So we're really excited, and our research has really increased over the years. So we're really excited about
that. It is amazing to see what all has happened with the Whitson Hester School of Nursing. And we've got 1,000 more things to talk about, but we're running out of time. Again, today, we especially just want to say thank you to all the nurses. And
yes.
So to
yes.
our listeners, when you see a nurse, whether it's Nurses Week or any time in the month of May, go out of your way to tell them thanks for all the great work that they have done. And I want to thank both of you for being on the program today, and thank you for the great work you're doing in the Whitson Hester School of Nursing.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes. Thank
we
you.
We always love talking about nursing.
Well, yes. that's great. We'll have you back to talk again. Thanks very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you the next time.